There is a hummingbird just outside my window.
That's beautiful.
I love seeing hummingbirds, yeah.
The city we live in has a lot of hummingbirds. And we live in the same little city.
Yeah.
Tiny, tiny little place.
Little town, such a quiet village. Yeah, we live in the town that Belle lives in Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, people are always singing songs about how weird we are.
Yeah, and they're always saying bonjour, except that we don't live in France. Doesn't make sense.
It's immigrant population.
Yeah, you're so right. The French immigrants. There's a lot of those here. Forgot about that.
I'm Shelby.
I'm Sam.
It's the Rom Complex.
A meat suit. That's a suit. It's made out of meat. And you. And me. And me. And you. Meat suit.
Rom Complex.
You know what I need, Shelby?
What do you need, Sam?
I need a vacation. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
Absolutely. A little break. Where are you imagining going on this vacation, Sam?
You know, ever since I was a tiny tot, ever since I was a little lad, I have wanted to go to Atlantis.
Like the lost city?
No, Shelby, like the resort in the Bahamas, obviously.
Oh, I've never heard of it. If only there were a 90-minute advertisement starring the Olsen twins.
If only.
Wow. It turns out, to my delight, there is. It's called Holiday in the Sun from 2001, later in 2001 than Winning London.
Yes.
And let me tell you, they must have decided, you know what? We don't need to make it good anymore.
Yeah. They were like, we're just trying to make money, okay? Dual Star Entertainment was cranking these movies out like Hallmark does on their winter, like, Christmas calendar. They're like, a movie every week, let's go. We got the Olsen twins. We can cast random attractive young man number three and just throw him in the fire.
Just throw him in there. And yeah. That's what they did. Mm-hmm. And like in this one, these, okay, Holiday in the Sun, they're starting out. You've got Alex and Madison. Alex's hair is longer. That's how I was able to clock the difference the whole movie.
Alex's hair is longer or Madison's hair is longer?
Alex's hair was longer. Alex's hair is wavy in the beginning.
Oh, that one's
and then
Alex
when it's
at the
straight,
beginning.
It's longer. Okay. Yeah.
Got it. Yes. You're correct.
And the version I was watching, quality, not great. Let me tell you, it is difficult to find these movies online.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So maybe there were other things differentiating their appearance, but for this movie.
No, it was the longer and the. No, I remember that being the difference. I just. In my brain must have assigned the wrong twin.
Switched them, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought this one, though they have different love interests, so it's like not as much, they're not the same person mm-hmm. doing the exact same things, like in Passport to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely do not have differentiated personalities
not at
the
all.
Way that they did in Winning London,
mm-hmm.
which to me is kind of disappointing. And a lot of times, for a lot of this movie, I was watching it thinking, oh, I could make this scene so much better. Oh, I see what storyline they're going for here. This is what they should do. There's one scene later in the movie where I'm like, it's going to blow your fucking mind, Sam. You're going to hear it and be like, wow, Shelby, you came up with a great idea for that. And you should write movies.
You should why don't you just call Mary-Kate and Ashley up and just tell them, hey, we've been going through your catalog and I have some notes. And maybe they'll remake them.
Maybe. Do you think they'll still want to work on it? I feel like this experience must have messed them up, kind of, you know?
No, it 100% did, but it's 2024. Everybody likes to remake shit to make some money, so maybe they will too.
Oh, you're right. We have to get the dough.
We can cast their sister. She can play both of them.
Elizabeth can play both of them.
Yeah. She can play both characters.
That would be great.
It would be perfect.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I would watch it.
Do you think Elizabeth Olsen has a preference for which of her sisters she would rather play?
Ooh, I think she probably would, in the sense that she would be like, I act more like this sister, therefore I should play.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I could see it.
Yeah, I wonder which one it is.
Right in.
I wonder what their relationships are.
Anybody who knows, right in.
I don't even need to know for real what it is.
Yeah, you can make it up. Yeah, you can
send
lie.
Me some fan fiction.
We love fan fiction on this show.
So the girls, Alex and Madison, start out, they're daydreaming about a holiday in Hawaii with their friends. It'll be so much fun. They're actually night dreaming about it. They both have the same dream. And then their rich CEO, private plane owning and flying father is like, hey, girls, guess what? We're going to
Atlantis.
The Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas. That's right. And they're like, no, it's not Hawaii. And they're the little shits that they are.
As usual. I was confused about that, though, because to me, they were like, but our school trip to Hawaii. My assumption is that their whole class is going. But that would mean that the parents would have already paid for this trip for the girls to go on. And then they were like, never mind. That money is gone. We're going to the Bahamas as a family.
Money is nothing to them, Sam.
No, I know
you've
that.
You've seen how they spent money. And the thing about these movies is that they're all, this one in particular, being a commercial for the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas. Uh-huh. It's only for people who make a certain amount of money. My family did not make that amount of money. I'm guessing your family did not make that amount of money. So no. We're just sitting there like, this is a fantasy of just well-off white people having vacation and doing well-off white people stuff like riding jet skis.
And banana rafts.
Right. And getting to play with dolphins and stuff, which I'm totally going to do next year when I go on a cruise.
It's funny you say that because one of my notes, yes, guys, I took notes this time. One of my notes was White Lotus vibes, which is essentially what you just said. Rich white people doing rich white people things.
That's what all vacation resorts are.
Yeah, they're just White Lotus. There's a bunch of murder and mystery. I texted this to you, but I also wrote it in my notes that I'm pretty sure this movie stands out in my brain storage as this is like one of those movies that is so a part of how I think about like dating. Weirdly enough, like what I thought dating was when I was 13 or however fucking old I was when this movie came out. I was like 10, actually. But this like very much informs a lot of, I think, Mary-Kate and Ashley movies in general. But this one stands out because, man, did I want to go to Atlantis. I wanted to be the Olsen twins. I was like, if I go to Atlantis, I'll meet a cute boy. Maybe he looks like Milo from fucking Atlantis.
One Tree Hill. Oh, from Milo from the movie Atlantis.
Yeah, Milo from the movie Atlantis. I love that you went to One Tree Hill, which we will talk about, actually.
Yeah.
Because one of the actresses from there, Austin Nichols. Anyway, I'm delusional because of the Olsen twins. I just wanted, that's my very long-winded way of saying that.
This is your rom complex. It's the Olsen twins. They did this to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is true. And also, even watching it now, I was like, this is sickening. Like, I was grossed out by just the indulgence, because like when they're showing so much of this movie is them just showing you them having fun doing these things that cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then there's even a whole montage of them shopping. Like there's they hold up a credit card and they're like, time to shop, because
it's an
that's
American
like,
Express.
So there and this, but there's nothing in this movie aimed at like adults. So they're fucking doing this. They're training kids. This is an op, Sam. They are training children to be consumers.
Yeah. And it worked.
And it worked.
Yeah.
It worked. And now we're all like, what the hell do we do? We can't afford any of this shit. We can never buy a house. I guess I'll go to a resort.
Honestly?
And then people are like, well, why are you going to a resort? Shouldn't you be saving up for a house? Fuck you. I'm going on a Disney cruise next year.
Yeah. I think the Olsen twins owe us like damages because they turned us into consumers with this single film. They owe us money.
I think we need
financial compensation.
And they were not at all a product of that. They were the cause.
No, they were the cause. Yes. Teenage girls in 2001 were the cause of the 2008 financial crisis. They caused it all. I love this movie. I know we haven't really gotten to the plot yet, but there essentially is no plot. Alex and Madison come to Atlantis with their family and their like parents' friends and the friends' kids as well. So we meet their nerdy son, Griffin, and their very precocious child. We know Shelby loves a precocious child.
I wrote a note about it, Sam. Yeah,
of course you did. I knew you were going to. So we have a precocious kid, a kind of nerdy guy, Keegan. That's what the little girl's name is. And then, you know, they meet a variety of characters at the Atlantis Resort, one of which is Megan Fox in her film debut. And that other guy that one of them has a relationship with at some point.
Yeah, exactly. He works there at the hotel, other guy.
Which we got to talk ages, too, because I'm kind of like, he has like a job and they're like 15.
He feels can have a job at 16.
Yeah, but it's not like he's going to school. Like he's there the whole day. It's not a part-time job. He's putting in the work.
It's a break from school.
I don't know. He seems like he's over 18 to me.
Yeah, maybe.
That's the vibe that I get.
Especially because they arrested him. So, like, I think he would have to be 18. Well,
exactly.
Okay.
This movie is wild. this movie is so wild.
The girls, once they get to the Bahamas, they're no longer like Boo-hamas. They're like, let's do this. We're going to sit by the
pool. Did you write that down?
I did.
That was a good one.
I did, Sam.
Sorry. I didn't mean to blow up your spot, but I loved it. So
you blew up my spot. My spot's feeling very blown up
now. I didn't mean to.
Don't apologize for it. It feels kind of good.
Okay. Anyway, they're not sad anymore. They just want to party.
They're happy. They want to see hot guys. Like, that's what they're there for. They're 15 years old. They're ready to look at hot guys.
Yeah.
So they're watching them go by the pool. They're like, oh, that one's cute. That one's cute. They're saying little quippy things as the Olsen twins do.
As they do.
There are so many montages of, like, fish and stuff to be like, we're in the Bahamas.
Yes.
Which is great. I love to see it.
There's so many montages in general. That was another note I wrote was like the editing in this movie is so hilarious because we'll have these like big montage-y shots that are like cut with like a freeze frame photograph looking insert thing. And it's like just it's so wild. I'm like, wow, this is innovation.
It was the style. And if you think about it, this is like a, 85-minute movie, and so much of it are just that montage shot.
Yeah.
They didn't have to pay the actors for all that time. They're just out there. They've got little camera people catching B-roll footage of fish, and they're just going to edit that together for, like, that's like a good 30 minutes of the movie. If you take that out,
you're not
this
wrong.
Movie's like maybe an hour. Combined with like the fact the montage, so that's just the montages of nothing happening. If you add in the montages of the people just vacationing and doing vacation activities, that's all of the movie. There's like a mere handful of dialogue scenes, to be honest.
Yeah.
But what's established in those scenes is that Griffin, the friend of the family, whatever guy, he clearly has a crush on Madison. He's like, wow, she's great. And I like what they do in this movie, and no one mentions anything about them being identical twins, which is always great. It's like,
especially when it's strangers. I could understand why, like, family, friends, and like people who are used to you wouldn't make comment about it. But there's that one scene at the very beginning when their dad is like, hey, go check if the other family is here. And they both walk up to the reception desk. And there's a part of me that, like, if I was that reception lady, I'd be like, oh, wow, it's two of you. Like,
it's kind of a delight. It's not something you see often, but
But they don't make any reference to it. So the kids, because they weren't able to go on their Hawaii vacation, really want to, again, troll for boys and have a good time. They don't really want a family vacation. They're like,
yeah,
who are you guys? We don't know you. We're trying to get laid. Leave us alone.
Ew. They're trying to kiss Sam. They don't yeah. know what getting laid is. Mm. So they are like ditching their family at every chance they can get. They're like trying to, like, they have some fun with their family and they're like, can we like please go off and do our own thing? Because they get invited to a party. Mm-hmm. They by this like lifeguard or something, Scott, or yeah. is that his name? Scott.
Yeah, Scott.
And Madison is like, oh, he's kind of cute. Blah, mm-hmm. blah. So they go to this party and they ask for pineapple smoothies, which is very cute.
Yeah.
That's what they get to drink. These girls are drinking smoothies nonstop.
Yeah. I could never. My body would not like me for that.
Yeah. That could kill you, Sam.
Well, yeah. Also that. I was just thinking like an all liquid diet would be awful. My body would be like, no, we need solid food.
No bread?
Right.
Can't eat bread. I mean, bullet in my head.
You're an all-inclusive resort. Put that on a shirt. Say it again. Say it again with confidence.
Can't eat bread. Bullet in my head.
We're putting that available in our merch shop. Don't forget.
Yeah. It's going to be.
We don't have one yet.
It's going to be on a shirt, but it's going to be like embedded in a sound chip. So you mm-hmm. press play and it'll have me saying it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does that sound like a good shirt?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay,
or
cool.
like a QR code.
Ooh, yeah. And then you can scan the instead of going to our podcast.
Yeah. Just a loop.
That's funny.
No bread, bullet in my head. But yeah, they're at an all-inclusive resort. Why aren't you guys eating everything? I don't.
Yeah. No, because that's not the lifestyle they're trying to show off.
Right.
You know? You can't yeah. eat. Teen right. girls in 2001 right. weren't allowed to eat. That's wild.
Yeah.
They get pineapple smoothies. Yeah. The food stuff is all aimed at the adults.
Yeah, of course it is. Crazy. They go to this party. They get their pineapple smoothies. And who do they see? A hot boy. And he's sitting by himself, right? Yeah. She approaches him?
Yeah. No, I think he comes to talk to her.
Oh, something like that. They get to talking. Finds out right. that his
so
name is Jordan.
It's Alex and Jordan mm-hmm. start talking while Madison dances with Scott.
Scott, yes. While Griffin pines.
Watches
lovingly.
From afar, pining, yearning.
I do love a boy who's yearning. I really do. And honestly, of all the boy options in this movie, I think I probably had a crush on Griffin.
Griffin.
Because
he's
like a little nerd.
Great.
Yeah. He's just like
he's
a little nerd that
nerd.
Knows everything about. No, he is. Because he's like one of those people that he'll be like, oh, wow, look at that moon. And he'll be like, did you know the moon? And like go on like a 20-minute monologue about something about the moon.
Right.
A little nerd.
Well, they say that he used to be a nerd, but I feel like we don't really see any nerdiness except for the fact that he knows every single thing about Madison.
Hello.
So he's like a huge nerd about her and all of her interests.
Yeah.
Which
a nerd.
Is, you know
we
what?
We love it. We love to see it.
We love it. Love to see it. Yeah. Love that kind of attention.
Oh, 100%. But yeah, no, of the three boys, he's the one that I'd be like, yep, done. And we've got that like childhood lover or I'm sorry, childhood mm-hmm. friends to lovers
you
trope,
love
which
that.
We've talked about. I do love it. It's giving Summer I Turn Pretty vibes, except the guy's the one turning pretty, I guess, in this instance. I do love when the girls are talking and they're like, oh, you want to hang out with nerdy Griffin and like a pain in the ass fucking other kid, and who is it, Alex or whatever, goes, well, yeah, I don't know if you've noticed, but Griffin's
not so
nerdy.
Nerdy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love it.
So they are talking, Alex and Jordan, this guy, this hot guy, and Brianna Wallace, whose dad is super wealthy, and we saw her at the check-in desk. Mm-hmm. She's Megan Fox. She was being a bitch.
Yeah.
And she somehow keeps up this, like, this kind of voice, like talking in this, like, high-pitched kind of way. She does it the whole time, and it's actually fantastic.
I literally wrote, Megan Fox, girl, why do you sound like that? Because I was like, what is she doing?
It's a choice, Sam. Mm-hmm. It was a choice. And it's very silly.
Yeah, I loved it.
I think she had to do a voice or it would be like too weird that the character's so cartoonishly evil.
Yeah. She really is. I do love it. Yeah. So now what is her name? You just said it. I was going to call her
Brianna.
I was going to call her Megan. And I was like, no, that's the actor's name. So then Brianna sets her sights on Jordan in the classic, like you said, cartoonishly evil way. I get what I want. vibes. And the girls are late for curfew. There's like, they make a point before they go to this party that the parents are like, make sure you're home by whatever time
11?
Curfew is.
Yeah.
Curfew is. And so they're
curfew?
Having too much.
No, Sam.
No, we're moving on.
I am not finished with curfew. It's a perfume that makes sure you get home on time.
Shut up. So they miss curfew.
Perfume. I'm sorry. I'll stop.
So because of the curfew, I mean, because of the how much fun they were having at the party, they're late for curfew by like an hour, right?
Yeah. 75 minutes.
Oh, 75 minutes. Wow.
And their parents are pissed off, but not pissed off enough to do anything about it.
But also like they're at a resort. It's not like they're going off into the Bahamas somewhere. They're on property. Like, leave them alone.
Yeah. And how are you going to, what's the punishment here? You're on vacation.
Right. It makes no sense. This was the one part of the movie that I was like, this is really stupid and I hate it. Because it's like, they have all this freedom or whatever, but then the parents try to muscle. I guess they tried to make the parents like more fully fleshed out characters, but they are still very one dimensional. So it makes no sense to me. But yeah, this whole like them getting in trouble because then they miss curfew again or some shit. I don't even remember. They get in trouble again. Then they get arrested and still no punishment.
Yeah, because their parents trust them, but not trust them.
Right.
It's weird. So
makes no sense.
They're out. They come back late and their parents are like, okay, you got to spend the day with us having fun tomorrow. And Madison is like, but I have a day date. And Alex is like, oh, yeah, I was going to do something, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they have to hang out with their parents first. So they have a blast with their parents.
Yeah.
And they're just having a great time. And they're like, wow, that was a great time. Can we go do our other stuff now? And their parents are like, yeah. So
yeah.
They didn't. There was no.
Right. So that's what I don't understand. It's like, I don't understand why. First of all, they came in and they said, hey, remember how you thought you were going to Hawaii with your friends on vacation? Just kidding. It's a family vacation and we're going to the Bahamas. So one, they ruined their plans. And then they're like confused as to why their kids want to go do stuff not with their parents. They were supposed to be in Hawaii without you guys. Like, let them live their lives. Also, number two, if they're at least spending time with you, why does it fucking matter if they're spending more time doing something else? It's not like you're not seeing them. It's not like you're not meeting for meals. It's not like you're not having like group activities like the slides, which I'm about to talk to you about in a second, because those things are forever imprinted on my brain. And that montage alone is the reason I always wanted to go to Atlantis. But it's just, it's really the whole tension, and I put that in like heavy air quotes with the parents, makes no sense. But the slide montage, I still do, in a part of myself, I really still do want to get on that slide because it goes through the shark tanks.
Whoa.
So you're surrounded in a clear tube by sharks and other marine wildlife.
In a tube.
It looks cool. I have always wanted to do that.
To be in a tube.
To be
Someone
in a tube.
Someone get this woman inside a tube stat.
Hurry.
Fund our trip to Atlantis in the Bahamas.
Yes,
I
please
briefly
do.
Did a Google. People apparently think it is worth the price.
Oh, okay. I wonder how much it is now versus how much it was in 2001.
Great question.
If anybody knows.
Right in. I have a lot more money now than I did in 2001.
That's true. So do I. I was 10 in 2001.
I was a child.
I had no money.
Zero money. That's right.
I had $0 and 0 cents. In fact, I might have had 10 cents, but who knows?
So these Olsen twins, or the twins in the movie, they're 15. I would not think that parents, if they respect their children, 15 is old enough that you would check their schedules. for something like this, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, not that they shouldn't be grateful. It's just...
Right. They're just doing their own... They're 15.
Right. But the people treat kids strange. Anyway, in this one, they just, you know, go on montages where they buy each other's children whatever the fuck they want with your credit cards.
Yes, of course. That's the reality that I want to live in with someone else's credit card.
With someone else's credit card, right?
Yeah, not
mine. They have like infinite money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how credit cards work. At least that's what I used to think when I watched this movie in 2001. I thought that, hey, credit cards mean you can buy whatever you want. It's free money.
Right. Free money. Wow.
Free money. Can we talk very briefly or not briefly about how fucking sick this soundtrack is? This soundtrack for this movie is so fucking good. You've got Island in the Sun, right? You've got When You're on a Holiday, right? You've got that. Mm-hmm. You've got One Girl Revolution. You've also got the girl band Play fucking singing, what is It's Us Against the World. Like the songs in this movie, chef's kiss. It's perfection.
I can't believe that in middle school, I let middle school boys make me feel bad about myself for not knowing enough Weezer. Oh, Weezer? You mean the band from the fucking Olsen Twins movie, you idiot?
Yeah, and that's girlhood.
So anyway, great soundtrack. Loved it.
Fantastic.
Very enjoyable. They go off on their little date and Madison is with this guy, Scott, and she's having a hard time like carrying on a conversation. He like doesn't really know how to talk to her. It's just kind of weird. Meanwhile, what's her face? Alex runs into Jordan. I was going to call him Justin. Jordan again. And they go off. They learn about fish. They have a great fucking time. They're like,
yeah, they're like feeding stingrays or some shit.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And there's this whole little educational moment with the stingrays and like, it's very cute. So Madison then goes with Griffin. She meets up with Griffin and they're like in the aquarium and she's like, hey. And she leads this guy on so hardcore.
So hard.
She's like, I have feelings for this guy, but he's like kind of quiet. Like, I don't know if he feels the same way because he's kind of quiet or whatever. He doesn't know how to talk, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, and that's why I'm talking to you about it or whatever. Really just making it seem like it's him. And then she's like, yeah, it's Scott.
Yeah.
Can you talk to him for me? I think he's just shy.
Yeah. Which is so fucking funny because it's already been established at this point that Griffin has, like, I know earlier you said that Griffin knows everything about Alex, but like, it's been established that he is always looking at her and he likes her a lot. So, you know, you see this hopeful little glint in his eye when she's talking about, oh, he's shy. Like, I just think that he needs to, you can see the hope and then it's immediately extinguished. And she's like, it's Scott. Fucking Alex, man. Don't do that to my boy. Why are you gonna do my boy like that?
Right. So then they're going off. What do they do next? Do they get in trouble again?
Oh, this might be where the shopping thing happens. And then Madison, right? Sees Jordan handing off a package. Or actually, they all see Jordan handing off a package to a sketchy guy.
Right.
When they're eating lunch, which this conversation is also very iconic for me. The whole like have your cake and eat it too conversation.
Yeah.
I don't know why this movie decides to have like two instances of Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen philosophizing. There it is. I found it. I see my brain did a recalibration and then went back in.
I loved it.
Falafel sizing.
Yeah, I'm going to go to falafel sizing. Tells you how big a falafel to put in the sandwich.
Oh, no, falafel. I was thinking like jazzer size, but falafel size.
Oh, so it's like, you work out by eating falafel.
You go like, it's like a,
I love two, that. Yeah.
And three and four. Anyway, but they have these moments where, again, these two like characters played by the Olsen twins are having these like, but you can have your cake. You know, they... I don't know why they do this because they make no sense in the context of the movie. Like, it's like we take a 2 to 3 minute break to have them be like, well, that makes no sense. You can do this and this.
Yeah, because they had to write a whole movie's worth of entertainment in like the four dialogue scenes amongst all of the montages.
I suppose you're correct. So they're like,
we gotta get in the quippy little stuff, but we don't really have time to build anything. But people know what the Olsen twins do, so have them do a little thing back and forth. That's like their thing. People love to see them do it, I guess.
You're right. And they made a lot of money doing it. So then they go to like the pier or the... They go somewhere that they get in trouble for being.
They go out, they're at night swimming. Well, okay, before that, we set up the whole little Cyrano story of...
Ah, yes.
Now Griffin goes and talks to Scott and is like, hey, try talking about these things with Madison, you know? And then he tries it and he... fucks it up. He doesn't talk about the right stuff. And so she's just like not feeling super connected to Scott right now. So she kind of doesn't go ask him to hang out. She like goes and sees if Griffin is around and invites Griffin to go out with her and Alex and Jordan, the guy who works at the hotel.
Yes.
To go for some night jumping in the pool. They say they're going to get a little wet and wild. Cue montage of white teens having fun in a pool. Then Megan Fox comes in. Oh, no. She's like, I'd like to report a disturbance. There's like this disturbance outside of my room. It's this deafening noise. And so like security comes.
Yeah. And I'm important.
So security comes, takes him away, and then they let Jordan go because Brianna wants Jordan. So, and Jordan is like, no, I'm not leaving unless they get out. But they don't. And then their parents find them, and the parents are very disappointed.
Yeah. Number one, when in the history of the world has anyone, including, especially white teens, taken them to like jail? Because that's essentially, like, they weren't just in security. They were, like, those were police officers.
No, I think because it showed the sign on the door that said security office. Like, later go to jail. But I think this point they were in the security office of the hotel.
Like, at what point, like, when in the history of the world have they taken you to the security? They'd just be like, hey, you can't be here. Get out.
Right. Well, it's because, probably because the rich lady put up such a stink.
No, of course that... But like, even if that was the case, even if Brianna Wallace calls up security and is like, there's people disturbing the peace, blah, blah, blah. They would never, they would again, just be like, hey, you're making too much noise. You got to go. They wouldn't be like, come with us.
In this world, they're like, he literally says, oh, Miss Wallace isn't pressing charges.
Right.
Like, you could press charges for this.
For disturbing the peace. Babe, wake up. It's so weird.
Well, she can't wake up because she can't go to sleep because of all of the deafening noise, Sam.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're so right. So they get in trouble. I wrote in my notes, why does this movie turn into Broke Down Palace? The vibe, have you seen Broke Down Palace?
No. What is that?
It's a movie from the late 90s, early 2000s about these two white girls who go to like Thailand and then they get arrested for drug things. And so they get like, it's a drama. It's not like funny. It's like that one of the girls, I think, ended up dying in that prison. So they were like stuck in a. Yeah, it's really intense. But like, I feel like this would have landed better had you seen that movie, because they change like the filter over everything in these two moments in which they're getting in trouble. And it looks like, I don't know, it reminds me of that movie so much that I was like, what are we doing here? I thought this was a lighthearted little Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen film. Why are they in jail? I don't understand.
Yeah, you do get like the harsh, like fluorescent lighting or whatever in those scenes, which is pretty funny. So they, one of the other things that Griffin does for Scott is he's like, he literally holds cards for him, like with things written out for him to say. And that kind of goes awry a little bit too. But like, dude, why are you doing all of this work? Just like... Mm-hmm. Tell her you like, even if you don't want to tell her you like her, why are you doing all this work for this other guy? Come on.
Have some self-respect, Griffin. You're the prize.
Have some self-respect.
I do appreciate that Alec, or that, who are we talking about? Madison. Mm-hmm. Yes. I do love that Madison as a character is kind of like, you know, I don't think it's going to work out with Scott. We don't have anything in common. Like, instead of her being blindly just like, oh my God, Scott's the best and I'm going to date him and I don't care that we don't have anything in common. Kind of like in Passport to Paris, yeah, where they couldn't fucking talk. Right. It was just like, whatever, yeah, he's hot. We're together. At least in this movie, she's like, I'm probably going to not hang out with him anymore because we don't really have a lot in common. Gotta respect her for that.
She's like, she says multiple times when she talks to other people, she's like, we have a connection, obviously. She thinks he's a cute boy.
Yeah.
But, like, he's just so tongue-tied around me.
Mm-hmm.
And she thinks that, like, that's what it is just that he's tongue-tied. So he's just too nervous to talk to her. And it's like, no, yeah, he just it doesn't have anything interesting to say.
Yeah. Well, do they ever? Yeah.
Okay, so they're going on, and really, before we really even get into, like, the action part of the movie, mm-hmm, we're an hour in before anything about, like, smuggling comes up.
Yeah.
They have told us a little bit about what, during the shopping scene, they're talking about how everything they bought are just, like, replicas because it's illegal to buy and sell antiquities from the island. Yeah, no specific antiquity.
Mm-mm.
Which, let me tell you, if I had been working on this movie, Sam, I would have made up some specific little thing,
mm-hmm,
for them, like some like group of things, you mm-hmm know, for them to be finding or whatever, to the, mm-hmm, to have been stolen. So that instead of being like, oh no, the antiquities, they could be like, oh no, the precious statues of so-and-so.
Yeah.
But they did not try that hard.
No, not at all. It's so wild. So they go on this little date. It's a Griffin doesn't come, does he? Yeah. Is it a double date,
Madison?
Plus Griffin? Well, no, because
we
Madison and Scott. I'm sorry. I'm talking about when they're on like their date and Jordan's like, oh, I have to go pick up this thing first. So they like get on the little boat. They're supposed to like take a boat to a nearby little island or some shit.
That's just, yeah.
Is
just
it all
Griffin?
Oh, Scott's
I don't
there?
Think Scott's there.
Does Scott not go to jail? Good for him. good boy, Scott. So yes, they get on that boat and they stop at this giant yacht in the middle of the ocean with no one on board. Sketchy.
And they're like, that's weird.
Yeah, it is. I would agree that it's weird. So Jordan just pops in, grabs the tackle box and fishing poles, and he's like, okay, I got what I needed. Let's go.
Right. So hit the guy he works for and like runs errands for was just like, hey, could you go here and pick up this thing? And he's like, mm-hmm, okay, he picked it up. And then they continue on in their little journey, mm-hmm, their little adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as they get to where they were going, the actual police stop them and are like, you're mm-hmm under arrest for stealing antiquities. What?
Which, like, first of all, how do you know? Like, where did you even get that from?
Right. How did
it's just
you know?
A bunch
someone
of teens
must have called it in, I guess.
Right.
Because how else would they know where he got, like, what was in the box or anything like that?
It could have just been
how would he know that?
Bait for fishing.
Maybe the box was stolen and they recognized the box or something. I don't know. But they take these kids in, these kids who clearly have no idea that they have mm-hmm antiquities on them.
Yeah.
And they take them, throw them in jail. They let all of the teens go except for Jordan because they're like, we think that he actually was working with this guy and stealing antiquities.
Mm-hmm.
And the teens are like, no, oh my God, it must have been this other guy. We can explain everything. And their parents are like, all right, show us.
Yeah. The parents are so fucking weird, dude. They get arrested and they're like, you're staying by our side for the rest of the vacation.
Yeah. Oh, and before that, there was this scene where, like, the boy, Jordan, like, sang a song for for her. It was really cute.
That, yes.
At, like,
I forgot
a little
about
party.
That.
So she, of course, is like, I trust him. I know he didn't know about this. And even Madison is like, I mean, we hope so, but, like, not sure. And Alex is like, no, he did not know. Mm-hmm. We have to find that guy, Champlain, or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
And they look for the yacht, not there. They look for the little hut that this guy ran, not there. Mm-hmm. They're like, where the hell is this guy?
Yeah. They're doing all of this searching while pretending to be at the pool their parents
hanging
are also
out,
at.
Right.
They like record audios of them roughhousing and goofing around that the little daughter Keegan like plays. So it sounds like
they're so there just behind their parents' back. Yeah. And before that, at some point, I can't remember where this is chronologically. Mm-hmm. It must be between some of these scenes, but it's before the action really kicks off because Griffin is doing the Cyrano thing mm-hmm. again for Scott. Scott's like, I have this idea. Actually gives him like a headset or whatever and is like, just feed me the lines. So this is the scene that I could have rewritten to make this story better.
Do it.
But like, so we've got Griffin sitting off to the side, Scott mm-hmm. and Madison. Griffin's feeding him lines and he says something like, I read this really good book recently.
Mm-hmm.
So Scott says that. And Madison is like, oh, what was it? And for this, they go with the joke that, like, he is just ordering his food. So Griffin mm-hmm. says, jerk chicken. And then, you know, without thinking, Scott repeats that and then has to, like, improv whatever. Here's what I would have done. I would have maybe started out with something like that and then been like, it wasn't a book, actually. It was a play. Cyrano de Bergerac. And then, like, it's about this. And, like, explained it. And so Scott would be explaining it. And, like, because Madison knows the story mm-hmm. and Griffin knows the story, like, and he could make it, you would write it so it, like, makes sense for them. And then mm-hmm. and then she would realize and be like, what? And then Scott would be like, hey, what? And then, like...
Then she'd be looking around the restaurant for Griffin.
Right, and then Griffin's over there. Because right after that scene, they have a little discussion where she, because that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. They just, the whole mess with the jerk chicken thing, and then they realize. So instead of having like a touching heartfelt moment, like I would have made it, they did this. Anyway, they have a moment and they like talk and they're like, she's like, you could have just told me, but she's chill with it. Like they kiss later, they're good.
Yeah, because Scott basically, after that horrible date, Scott comes clean and is like, this is what we've been doing. She's like, oh, Griff, what the heck? So that stuff, jail, they're trying to get Jordan out of jail. And they find a boat that looks exactly like the boat that they found in the middle of the ocean, except that the name is different. And Alex is like, no, it's definitely this one. This is the boat that we were on. And they go onto the boat. And she does the thing with the remote like she did on the first boat. And it was the same song playing or whatever.
Right. She turns on the sound system and it's the same song really loud.
Mm-hmm. So she's like, no, this is definitely the boat. So they go to the police and they're like, hey, let our friend go. It's definitely on this boat. And the police is like, we can't just go onto people's boats. I'm like, oh, so you can't go onto people's boats, but you can just accuse four random teenagers of stealing antiquities because they have a fish tackle box and some fishing poles. Like, what are the rules here? They make no sense. Also, I don't even want to think about how much money the twins' dad spent to get them out of jail.
I know. Oh, my God.
He probably paid off all of those cops handsomely.
Well, apparently he's a CEO, so I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I think it just said in the IMDb. It might not even be right.
It probably isn't. Who knows? But the funny thing is I also thought this while watching it, is that they always place the Olsen twins like living in the Midwest somewhere. They're mm-hmm. from California. They're born in Sherman Oaks. Like, it just, why can't they just be from California?
Because they need to be the fantasy. And the fantasy is that you too can go to Atlantis in the Bahamas.
If you're very wealthy and your dad flies private jets, sure.
Daddy, why won't you fly us to Atlantis in the Bahamas? Wait, Daddy, I want to hug a dolphin.
I do want to hug a dolphin.
I really do. Yeah. So this all is happening in the last like 15 minutes of the movie. Like this mm-hmm. is all like, it's all the end. They go to the cops and the cops are like, we can't go on the boat. And they're like, oh my gosh, they know that this is what's up. So they finally get their chance. Meanwhile, their parents are deciding like that they should let them have freedom and they trust them. So they kind of let the kids mm-hmm. trick them, like let the kids be like, oh, my tummy hurts. I have to go, you know, so that they all leave. And they know that they're fucking with them, but they're letting their kids go on with it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The kids steal a boat.
So the parents shouldn't have trusted them.
Right.
This is why kids, you shouldn't trust your kids.
No, never trust your kids. So the kids get on the boat. They steal it. They're like, they'll have to look at the boat now. We just have to find some antiquities on the boat. Right. We need the hard evidence. So while Griffin is steering the boat, the twins are scouring for antiquities. Finally, Griffin has to stop the boat. He's like, I can no longer outrun the police. The twins find a little button. The antiquities appear, the yes. generic antiquities, if yes. only it was some specific thing.
Nope.
But no, they find them. They've exonerated Jordan. And now vacation is won.
Vacation is won. And it's won so much that the end of this movie makes absolutely no fucking sense.
It does. No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
It doesn't, but it does in the context of this is part of the Mary-Kate and Ashley
machine
universe. So this is like a Marvel post, or what it is even end credits. Scene. It's like post credits where they're like, so in the movie, they're playing the characters. As soon mm-hmm. as the movie ends and you get the last little part there, that's no longer the characters of the movie. That is the characters of Mary-Kate and Ashley yeah. from like their empire or whatever.
No, yes, of course. I understand that that's what's going on. It just, it doesn't happen in any other movie.
Yeah.
So you're like, so why are we doing this here?
Yeah.
What is going on?
And I think that it's because they must have at some point between the last one and this one, something happened. And this is now they're like way big for their britches, you know, like they're really like, we're Mary-Kate and Ashley. Mm-hmm. That's right. And that's like the message. I mean, I'm not saying the kids, these are children, like I'm not, or teens, you know, but the whole brand of them is like,
yeah.
they're big time now. They got this money to just hang out on vacation.
Dude, that's the, honestly, dolphins. That's the dream.
Right.
Do you remember when Mary-Kate and Ashley had a fashion line at Walmart? A girl's fashion line?
I do.
I used to have some pieces from that collection. They'd probably be worth
that's beautiful.
A pretty penny right now if I still had them. I don't. They were moguls. You're right.
They're wherever my Pokemon cards are.
But yeah, so we get this like happy end credit, you know. And that was vacation or whatever the hell she says. And mm-hmm. then it breaks the fourth wall and it's like, oh, we're in Mary-Kate and Ashley universe. We get to see all these characters as people, except they're not. They're still
they're
playing.
They're just the actors. Yeah.
They're playing at themselves too. Yeah. Even like Megan Fox. Anyway, it's just, it's wild. And then it ends with Mary-Kate and Ashley being like, oh, we got to pick our next location on the, like, we have to decide where we're going next, and they shoot a dart at the board. I do remember the dart at the board bit as part of like
too.
The overall branding of the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen cinematic universe.
Exactly. And I think that's why they put it in there. They just like included it as part of the movie instead of like VHS extra.
Yeah.
I mean, because it was God. Like on VHS or whatever.
Stop. I feel so well. That's why when you kept saying quality, I was like, yeah, it's because it was on a fucking VHS. They had to put the VHS online.
Oh. Yeah, but it's worse than that. It,
no,
it
I
looked
know.
Like I was watching it on a TV screen from my computer screen. It was bad, but. Sorry, didn't want to
it
pay
was never,
a bunch of money to watch it.
It wasn't remastered, Shelby. It's not.
Oh, you're right. It wasn't. You're right. I'm too used to everything being remastered.
Yeah. So they get their boys. They get their vacation. They get their family.
Boys.
They get everything.
Exactly.
They get to have their cake and eat it too.
Yeah. They learn their little lesson because their parents ditched them at one point and they're like, oh, wow, this whole time we were focusing on ourselves. We could have been hanging out with our family. That's what's important.
Yeah, that's exactly how they sounded when they said it.
They do. Yeah,
you did
exactly.
a great impression. Yeah.
Thank you.
This
if you
movie,
want to learn more. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say this movie. What a ride. What a ride it was.
It was like a ride down a slide, a water slide at the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas.
Let's freaking
on Paradise
go.
Island.
Let's freaking go. I want to go to Atlantis. We should go. We can write it off
okay,
on our taxes.
We'll look into it.
Say it was a business expense.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's
for
research.
You're a genius, Sam.
Thank you.
You are
for
a genius.
Financial tips. Follow me. Please don't. I have awful.
Well, for other content, follow us, The Rom Complex, on social media, Instagram, Facebook, mostly those things. TikTok as well. TikTok.
Yep, we're on the socials. Make sure you do that. If you know anything interesting about the Atlantis Resort or Atlantis, the Lost City, I would love for more education on the subject. Or if you work for the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas and want to give us a discount, we wouldn't say no. Email us, theromcomplex@gmail.com.
If you'd like to support us and our endeavors to go to the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas, please go to patreon.com/theromcomplex and subscribe over there. There's so much content over there. You're not doing it for nothing. And if you are a $10 patron, we will say your name. Let's see. We've got Alex AWOL, Chase, Yonk Yonk, darlinghomebody.com, Nicole J, HPG, Steve F, JTrain, Choo Choo, and Catherine W.
Thanks, guys. We love you. And you know what's more important than how much we love you? It's to remember to keep falling in love
with yourself.
Bye. When you're on a holiday.